Welcome back to Agriculture Today. We want to bring to your attention unique opportunities for farm families who are in need of some level of assistance in planning for the future to capitalize on the services provided by the Farm Analyst Program out of the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State. There will be a series of farm financial workshops taking place. And to remind us once again of what's being provided here is Robin Reed, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension. Robin, this developed to address what we suspect are some really stressful issues out there for our farm families this winter, right?
Right. So we know, Eric, this is really the fourth year, you know, going into 2018, that we're seeing a downturn in the farm economy, the low commodity prices really putting a bite on farmers out there. And we wanted to expand the services that we've had available since the 1980s to service more families across the state and to help them plan for the upcoming year and make sure that they have the net farm income and the cash flow to provide for their family, to pay any debt payments that are due, and really to be more profitable in this coming year.
Mm-hmm. So the Farm Analyst Program is being basically taken to the country, if you will, at five locations starting in early January, extending into February, correct?
So yes, if you're not familiar with our Farm Analyst Program, this was started back in the 1980s, and it's a service that provides an analyst to come out to your farm. Typically, the first visit is an all-day, you know, 8 to 12-hour visit at the farm, where that analyst will help you put together your farm records into a balance sheet, enterprise budgets, and a base business plan for your operation, and then look at some alternatives that could increase net farm income, profitability, and cash flow. So we have five of these analysts around the state that is their sole job with us at K-State, is to be analysts that go out to the farm. Now, in these workshops, what we wanted to do is provide that service scaled down a little bit and at a reduced cost. So these are four-hour-long appointments. We call them workshops, but really what it is a four-hour one-on-one consultation with a farm analyst. We do the same service there as far as putting together a balance sheet, enterprise budgets, and a base business plan, and look at some alternatives. But we ask for the financial information ahead of time that we can have it in our software that we use called FinPak, and we can prepare for the appointment and reduce the amount of time that we need to do this analysis.
Do want to reemphasize that this is an appointment-oriented program. It is not a group effort, if you will. It's very much one-on-one and important to folks out there in full confidentiality, correct?
Absolutely. And we make sure that we stress that to all the families that are calling in and all the promotional materials that we have out there. When you turn in your financial information, we'll provide a sealed envelope for you, and only the farm analyst assigned to your case will view that financial information. So we are very professional about trying to provide unbiased financial statements for you to help plan for the future, but we're doing that very, very much confidentiality.
And you say, Robin, this question came up, who will be doing the consultations? And you said right there, the farm analyst professionals who are into this full time, but as well, other extension professionals who have been trained in this area will be handling that duty as well.
Yes. So I have gotten that question, is who's actually going to be the farm analyst on my case? When I get a call into my office, or when we take registrations here at some of our events coming up, one of the things I ask is, you know, where the farm is from, and we will assign a farm analyst not from that area. Unless specifically requested, we want to make sure that you're working with a farm analyst that isn't going to be seen, you know, at the church or the grocery store or something like that. We want to make sure you have somebody very capable but somewhat disconnected to the community that you're from, unless you do want your local person. Now, as I mentioned, we have five farm analysts around the state. We already 3 years ago saw that the farm economy was kind of in a downturn, so we went ahead and started offering training to a number of our county and district extension agents to also be able to provide these farm analyst services. So we now have a number of them across the state that have been through 3 years of training and can also provide this service. So they will be also at these workshops doing one-on-one consultation appointments as well. Now, I do want to mention we do have all of our expertise at these workshops, too. We will have Dwayne Hunn, the director of our Farm Analyst Program, and Kevin Herbel, who is the director of the Kansas Farm Management Association.
Both of which are extremely well-versed in this process.
Yes. So we have some very good expertise to tap into no matter which situation or what situation the farm family finds themselves in.
We'll repeat these locations and dates, but 2 days, 11th and 12th of January in Salina, the 23rd and 24th of January in Kingman, a single day in Colby, Wednesday, February the 7th then, later on Thursday, February the 8th in Dodge City, and the 12th and 13th of February in Emporia. And there is limited space for each of these, so it is a first-come, first-serve orientation here, Robin, right?
Yes, I have been getting a number of calls here lately. Most of our appointments will either go from 8 to noon or 1 to 5 o'clock. We do have limited appointments that go from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon with an hour break for lunch. Those are filling up fast. So, like I said, you need to either call me at my office to register, or you can register at our upcoming Farming for the Future conferences going around the state here pretty soon.
And in fact, those have started already, with the first one taking place this week in Pratt, several others to come here in the weeks ahead. You can look into this opportunity at those locations. How might they contact you? What is the best way to do so then, Robin?
If you can't remember my contact information that I'll list here in a minute, you can always go to agmanager.info and click on the Farm Financial Workshops under the events page. But you can also contact me directly on my direct line, 785-532-0964. Or you can shoot me an email at robinreed@ksu.edu, and I will give you a call from that email as well. One perk I'd like to mention on these farm financial workshops, we are working a lot with the Kansas Farm Management Association to put these on. So the registration fee will be $150 on these, which includes all of our time in preparing and having the analysts there at the workshop. But if you choose to join the Kansas Farm Management Association, we're going to apply $100 of that registration fee off of your first year membership to the association. So it's just our way of encouraging farmers to try that for a year and see if it works for them. One thing we've seen in a lot of our farm analysts' work, by being a member of that and having those farm records organized and some of that performance analysis done, we can really build off of that to help project into the future and look at some changes in the operation that in the past our services really have provided thousands of dollars in savings as far as input costs, just what we're looking at with cash flow into the coming year. That can make a huge difference. So.
Excellent. All of those details are listed, by the way, once again, on the agmanager.info website. But there are two key deadlines to keep in mind as well for the Salina and Kingman sessions in January. Registration due by the 21st of December, that is a week from tomorrow. And for the latter three in Colby, Dodge City, Emporia in February, the deadline for registering is January the 16th. Point being, Robin, don't put this off terribly long, because once again, those dates are going to come up quickly and there is limited space available.
So we ask registration quite a bit in advance, just because when you register and secure your spot, we send out those financial worksheets that need to be filled out and turned in before your appointment. So I know when people get those, they're a little overwhelming. We're asking pretty much everything we can about your financial picture, because what we can do for you in one of these workshops is only as good as the financial information that we have specific to your operation. So I want to make sure, by having the registration deadline that early, that it gives each farm a few weeks at least to put together the financial information that we need to help them out.
Well, it's a great opportunity, once again, for farm families who would like a little assistance in planning for their future and working their way through the economic difficulties they may be encountering to get quality information and assistance in that direction through these workshops. Robin, we appreciate the word on these. The best of luck in conducting them here as we get into 2018. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
She's Robin Reed, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension. K-State putting on these farm financial workshops featuring the auspices of the Farm Analyst Program at 5 locations coming up relatively soon. To repeat once more the dates and locations, January 11th and 12th in Salina, January 23rd and 24th in Kingman, then Wednesday, February 7th in Colby, Thursday, February 8th in Dodge City, and lastly, February 12th and 13th in Emporia. Your local extension office has information on this as well, but go directly for immediate information to agmanager.info. You're listening to Agriculture Today. Now we'll break away for a few moments. When we return, we'll have today's lead stories from the agricultural news page for you. And of course, still ahead is our weekly feature from Gus Vanderhoven, Stop, Look, and Listen. So please stay with us, won't you, here on the K-State Radio Network.